Okay, we're gonna do like Paul Harvey. This is the rest of the story, okay? Okay, let's look here. Dr. Robert did an excellent introduction to this paper, so I'm gonna try to go a little bit faster. So we know that root knot nematode is a big problem, and one of the ways that we can help the farmers to improve their bottom line is to develop resistant varieties, because the cost of productions are increasing. So we need to lower that. So as he said, the information regarding markers is still limited. So what were the objectives of this research? We wanted to, as he said, we need markers linked to the RKN genes, and we need to marker these markers to a specific chromosome region. So this is a continuation of a project that was started in ARS before I joined the group a few years ago. So let's talk about the sources of genetic and the sources of RKN resistance and what has been the genetics. So we have the mother resistant, that is the Cleavell source, and the NMX source, and they are controlled by a recessive gene. Okay, that has been reported in the literature, but our group, as well as Jim Starr and Robert's group in California. We have the highly resistant line, that is the, everybody knows about the Auburn 623, the 634, the M240, and has been reported beginning with Dr. Shepard, that has been due to partial dominance, polygenic nature, and Dr. McPherson reported as a two-gene model, one additive, one dominant, and we also had a paper in that with one of our former graduate students. Okay, let's talk about the pedigrees. Where these resistance come from? We know that Cleavell, but I think was developed around the 1930s. That's what I found in our publication, Cleveland by Dixie Triumph. The Mexican wild was introduced by Stubbs. He went to Mexico in the early night in 1950 in a hunting expedition trip. He brought a cotton seed and gave it to Dr. Jack Jones, and that was the way the Mexico wild, where it come from. And Dr. Jones, he told me he tested in 1953 and found out that he has some resistance to RKN. Dr. H.L. Smith make a cross with Mexico wild and Cleavell 6, and Dr. Shepard developed true transgressive segregation in 1974, was released 623, that was cross-related with over 56, and later 623 with Delta Pine 61, trying to get better agronomic types. So this is sort of the story about the RKN. So in this research, we use SSR markers that Dr. Roberts was talking about, several from several sources. And as Dr. Taxon was talking this morning, we use a robot platform, capillary electrophoresis, and in order to get that data. So we have three different populations here, because we thought, Dr. Jenkins, before I joined the group, he thought that the, based on previous information from Dr. Shepard, that we say, okay, the M240 is a different source. So he decided to make crosses with a moderate resistant, that is the Cleavell source, with Stumbletore 13, that is a susceptible, M240, that comes from the 623, with Stumbletore 13, and Cleavell moderate resistance with a highly resistant, that is M240, to see the inheritance, how this behaves. So we have, we develop some recombinant inbred lines out of that. So what is the hypothesis? The hypothesis is that at least, and listen to me, at least we could be more. Two genes are involved in the resistance of 623, and Dr. Roberts already mentioned that. So we have Dr. Roberts, as well as our group, we found that in chromosome 11, he reported CIR316 was closely linked to the resistance. Also, we have 1231 in one of our publication in 2006, and we think this gene is present in Cleavell as well as DNMX, and that's what he just talked about. The other gene, our group said through one of our graduate students that these three markers, 3661, 3644, and 3545, they are involved in the resistance, and they are located on chromosome 14. We have a paper hanging in a journal where we are reporting the location of this chromosome in the short arm of chromosome 14. That was already published in 2006, but we had another publication coming in that area too. These alleles, this is to answer Dr. John's question, they come through Mexico, from Mexico, Mexico wild. So what are the results? The results are that we made between the Cleavell and the 213 cross, we look at a girl index 1 to 5, 1 resistant, 5 susceptible. So we can see that the R square, that is the percentage of variation explained by the market, is 31% on the CIR 316. So it's not in top of the gene. And you can see the side effect, and you see from 310 to 393. The next one is the for eggplants. You can see they explain almost 30%. Look at the amount of egg per plant, 11,000, 35,000 on the susceptible. And the mean is in the middle. Now the resistant by susceptible. We found that the R square for the almost 30% for the gall index, 277, 312, 3545, that is the three markers on chromosome 14, explain 10, 7, and 7. So this is the percentage of the variation. Now, when we're looking at the numbers of eggs per plant, you can see that the CIR316 do not explain much variation of the eggs per plant. But looking at the other three markers, 10, 12, and 81%, and look at the numbers, 3281 is half of the one explained reduction compared to CIR316. Now, this is a marker that the map of chromosome 11 is similar to what he reported, 1231 and CIR316. These are the three markers on chromosome 14 from this cross. 246 is the same thing at 3545, 3644, and 3661. They are all in the same thing. Now, this is the moderate resistant by the resistant with gall index. You can see that in this case, since this is a moderate resistant by resistant, you don't see the CIR316 because both parents have the CIR316. The only one segregating are the markers on 14. You can see 18.4, 12.3, and 5.9. So this is the average, 2.4. The average with the resistant allele is the A. Sorry, I forgot to explain that. And the one with the B is 251. And you can see the additive effects in there. Now we're looking at eggs per plant. Same thing, 3661, this is only chromosome 14. Look at the effects of eggs, the production of eggs, 2,000 eggs. Look at the susceptible, 12,000. So look at the reduction of eggs per plant in the chromosome, the markers associated with chromosome 14. And the explanation of the variation is 35%, 28, and 26%. So you can see the effects of the Mexico wild. Here is the same thing. We got the same map on chromosome 14. The distance is shorter, but the order of the markers is the same. And this is the same as we published in 2006. So what I did was now, with the M240 and the Stonebill 213, I selected the plants that have just the alleles coming from the resistant parents. Okay, you can see in the AA, both resistance, the one from 316 and the one for the ones in chromosome 14. Look at the gall score, 2.6. Look at the eggs per plant, 2,600. Now I went and selected the one who has the one from 316, the resistant, and the susceptible one from the other parent, 26 plants. 3.0, look at the amount of eggs, 10,000 eggs. And did the opposite, okay, the susceptible allele from the CIR316 and the resistant allele for the three markers. 3.1, only 14 plants, look at the amount of eggs. The same amount of eggs that we got with the two alleles over there. So it's pretty clear the effect of the Mexico wild gene. And both with the susceptible alleles is 14,000. So here, this is to illustrate the RKN associated alleles. You see CIR316 is present in Kligwil, but it's not present in wild Mexico. And the other three markers are present in wild Mexico. And over 623 have all of them, thick 34. But in the M series, some of those alleles are present and some are not. For example, N155 do not have a CIR316 marker. Kind of interesting, but it's still resistant. So because this marker is not in top of the gene, it's associated, but it's not closely linked. So you can see that, but also N120 is the one that Penchi used in Georgia, and we talk about it. He has the CIR316. He published that in a paper, but he doesn't have the other two, but he has the 3661. So you can see that because those markers, I want to make clear, understand that they are associated with resistance. They're not totally linked. So when we look at one of our conclusions, this preliminary conclusion says at least two major genes are associated with RKN. And there may be more in the case of the airborne source. One gene is in chromosome 11, linked to the CIR316, is explaining a high percentage of the variation. It's present in almost all of them except N155. And N120. I think N120 is the other one. And another gene is located on chromosome 14, is associated with those markers. And these genes, these alleles, came from Mexico wild. They are not in M120, except one of the markers. And Shepherd in 1979, in one of his papers in plant pathology, he stated that the Mexico wild was more susceptible to gallin index, that's what Dr. John said, had a similar index to Kligwell of 2.3, but had a much lower egg production. So we have the same results, the same observation that Dr. Shepherd got it in 1979. That's what we see with the Mexico wild alleles. They're a heavy reduction in egg numbers. So what we also say is these markers, all these markers could be used to select plants with higher resistance to RKN. And this is, I think, Dr. Taxon this morning, she talked about, we got a state support project from Cotton Incorporated that we're going to use those markers with some of the lines that Ted and Peggy have been putting also long range resistance. Because Ted Wallace has some lines that some of them had the CIR316 and GeneStar did the initial screening, but they are resistant, but they don't have the CIR316, they have the other gene, the other alleles. So we're gonna start a project with this anyway. I want to thank Cotton Incorporated for helping us with buying those primers to run this experiment because they're very expensive, and to Mr. Doug Dollar in our group, who is the one who runs the AVI and the RKM and the sequencer. And cotton breeding is becoming a dangerous profession. Recently I was in Pakistan, and this is my security detail. I never have visited a cotton with an AK-47 next to me. So I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Yeah.